Yesterday, AM spoke with a former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department who raised concerns about people smugglers gaming the asylum system. Tens of thousands of Chinese and Malaysian nationals are flying to Australia as tourists and then applying for protection. Their claims are mostly rejected, but long assessment delays mean they can live and work here for years before they return to their home countries, if they ever are at all. A senior immigration lawyer has backed those concerns. Simon Jeans is a principal at Jeans Lawyers and a former member of the Migration and Refugee Review Tribunals. He's told reporter Eleanor Whitehead that he believes there's an administrative problem which is being exploited by traffickers.
All the appointments in the Migration and Refugee Division during this period since the coalition came to power in 2013 have lapsed. The coalition government has been able to appoint everybody currently in the Migration and Refugee Division. During that time, they've sacked, well, essentially not reappointed, including, I should say myself, at least 80 experienced members. I've worked out it's almost 700 years worth of tribunal experience. And they've given jobs to a lot of people who have close associations with the Liberal Party in some form or another. What that means is that they've got rid of people who are very experienced, able to deal with hard cases, able to deal with large numbers of cases. And I think this is having a significant effect on the increase in the backlog.
And have longer term border policies played any role as well in increasing that backlog?
The other backlog that's still washing through the system was Labor's open border policy between 2008 to 2013. And you've still got thousands of cases from that time going through the system, either with the tribunal or in the federal courts, that these places have been clogged up by this huge number of cases, which are largely unmeritorious. But because they are able to come here for many years, it's a great incentive and a selling point for the smugglers or facilitators in order to convince the people from Malaysia and China that it's worth paying a lot of money to come to Australia because they'll be able to stay and work here for many years.
So what kinds of asylum claims are you seeing from these thousands of people from China and Malaysia?
The main two claims from Malaysia are that they're a victim of loan sharks, you know, and the government won't protect them. And the other main claim is that they're homosexual, and homosexuals are persecuted in Malaysia. So, and many of them have been, except it's not a large number, but so far this year, this financial year, there's been 37 Malaysians accepted for a protection visa. And last year it was even higher, it was 71. So there are people from Malaysia who are accepted as refugees. The number from China is much smaller. Those people are likely to be claiming either they're members of Falun Gong, which is a persecuted community religious group, or that they've exposed corruption at a local level, and so the local authorities are out to get them. But in my experience, these claims are generated by the facilitators, the migration agents and others who are helping them in the migration process in order to stay here longer.
And do you have concerns about how scrupulous some of those agents are?
Yes, I have concerns because presenting unmeritorious claims, and it's not just one or two, we're talking, you know, tens of thousands of claims which are not genuine, that affects the people who do have a genuine case. I also believe they're charging a lot of money, either for the visa or for the work done here in order to lodge the protection visa application. So these people are having to pay back the money by working here, and they're not working on award wages. They're all working for cash and in not very good conditions.
That's Simon Jeans, an immigration lawyer and a former member of the Migration and Refugee Review Tribunals. Our reporter there was Eleanor Whitehead. And AM asked the Immigration Minister David Coleman for an interview about this issue, but he was unavailable this morning.